Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again this week for a wonderful show. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website and also keep listening to these podcasts. You know, if you haven't listened to the previous podcasts we've done, there's so much good material here, so many good episodes, whether it's myself or guests that we've had on. You know what? And if you want to keep this going, if you want to prosper in your conversation or prosper further, find ways to teach this. Find ways to share this. Mastermind with others. Get them to listen to this show as well and then discuss this, because there's some of the coolest, biggest things that are created when you start to do that. And that's how I started as well. So I'll tell you, I started out listening to a radio show kind of like this, just not online, but a real live radio show. And man, it made the difference in my life. It was the catalyst for everything that I teach today. So guys, it's important, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to give you it's like my secret to getting and attracting more clients with very little effort. And I'm dead serious when I say, like, the effort's not a lot. Now, as a caveat here, obviously I've been doing this business a while. You know, I'll tell you one of the biggest secrets here. This is a bonus. This is not actually what my focus is, but this is a bonus here. One of the biggest secrets is just staying with it, you know, not giving up. You're around it long enough, people will follow you, people will notice. And if you're around long enough and you're not just jumping ship every few months or a few years because that you feel like that deal or that opportunity didn't work or that business didn't work, well, that's a wrong way to actually get more clients, because eventually people won't trust you. Consistency is key. But I want to give you kind of what's really like the mindset that's able to attract more clients and many people, and really like do it in a way that actually doesn't even feel like selling, because it's not. And so, you know, I'll share a story with you, because I was out to brunch with a friend. He's a guy that's a life insurance agent. And obviously he had some experience with me doing life insurance type stuff too, because I do some pretty cool strategies with that, that I'll have a show on here soon. But, he wanted to know, he's like, "Hey, Chris, like, what are you doing? Like, what, you know, I'll take at least 3 or 4 meetings before people will commit to doing something. And I've watched you do it in 1 to 2 meetings, you know, usually less than half an hour to an hour. How is that even possible?" You know, he's like, "I'm trying to figure out if I should redo my system." And so I started telling him about, you know, the system I used, how I used like a webinar to help, you know, answer some of the questions up front, give him some upfront education, then answer and fill in the gaps. I basically asked people when they got on the phone with me after they got the basic education. And I was like, "Hey, what questions do you have? We're going to fill in the holes." And then I do it. And now, obviously, there's a lot more to it than that. There's also a mindset where, you know, I know in my mind that what I teach people is an absolute no-brainer. It's like so common sense. And the thing that they say, too, is it's common sense. And I told him this, and he said, I got to educate him more, though. I got to give him more education. I just got to teach more. Maybe I can do more webinars, and maybe I can cut it down to just 3 meetings, maybe 2 if I'm lucky. And I just shook my head in disbelief, because I'm like, man, you don't get it. You don't understand that there's an entire mindset, an entire psychology that's behind this whole thing. You know, and I didn't tell him that, because I just figured, oh, well, just let him do his thing, you know, and let me prosper doing my thing, you know, and eventually either he'll learn or he'll just keep doing the same old thing over and over and wonder why he doesn't get different results. And this is true, not just with, you know, when I've done life insurance stuff, but this is true even with clients that come to me working with me as a consultant in Money Ripples, where I'm giving people a strategic game plan to help them, you know, create cash flow today, right? And so, you know, it's interesting how that comes up. So here's a big secret. And I learned the secret back in 2006. And if you've heard all of my episodes, you might have heard the story told a time or two. But it was actually 2005, I should say. So end of 2005, I was rushing between my stock coaching job and my my financial advising business, the traditional financial advising that I used to do. And it was December of 2015, or sorry, 2005. This is 13 years ago. You know, I'm driving back and forth. I've been doing this for a while. And of course, it was rush hour, so lots of traffic. And I was in the place where I went to look down at my speedometer and my gauges, and I looked up, and all of a sudden, because I was coming over the crest of a hill, I see brake lights, lots of them. So I slam on my brakes, and I'm sliding down the hill, and of course, I end up hitting the car in front of me about 5 miles an hour. So didn't hit them very hard, but because they were bumper to bumper, it knocked into the next car, causing this three-car pileup, right? And of course, you know, we pull off to the side of the road. The officer comes and says, "Hey, I got to ticket you for this." And, an hour or so later, sends me on my way. Now, I'd already missed one training meeting I was supposed to be at, and the other meeting had just started. And so I was just sick to my stomach. Have you ever been that way where you just feel absolutely just sick to your stomach? You know, and I just felt horrible. Like, I felt like, I can't believe this is my life. You know, and if you've ever had those moments, you're like, my life sucks, right? This is horrible. And that's kind of what I felt. And so I remember sitting there in my office just all alone, and I was like, you know what? I can't keep doing this. Yeah, I've been a financial advisor for almost 4 years by that point, or pretty much almost exactly 4 years. And I realized, like, man, I've been rushing around, going back and forth like crazy, working myself to the bone because now I'm starting to make some decent money. And I was like, what for what? Because what if this was worse? What if I went? What if I didn't go home? What if I died? What if I couldn't go back to my kids? What would that do to my family? I was like, is this really the life that I want? And so I made some rules right then and there. And these are rules that still apply to this day, even though I've even got better, and I'll expand on these a little bit more. But these rules made the difference in my life and in my business. And ironic, it was only 3 months later I quit being a financial advisor at the height of my business, working less hours. And so one of the first rules was, you know what? I'm done with this. You know, no more rushing back and forth. Instead of me driving everywhere, I'm going to have people drive to me. They're going to come to my office. You know, so, you know, pretty soon I would just ask, you know, people to come to my office. Also, another rule, I'm not going to just call people and hound them for sales. You know what? If I'm going to call people, I'm going to call because I feel impressed that I need to follow up with them, and not just follow up from a business standpoint, but just check in on them, see how they're doing. Even if it had nothing to do with business, just be a friend. You know, I just have a concern or desire for them. And then the second thing, or the third thing, is I said, all right, when I'm done working, I'm done working. And that's it. You know, when I'm done working, no more twiddling my thumbs, wondering if I've done enough. I just go home. And that was it, you know. And it's interesting because I remember I'd feel impressed to call people, and I'd call them up and just chit-chat. And then after a little bit, they'd say, hey, Chris, hey, do you still do mortgages? Or do you still do financial advising stuff? And, you know, this and that. Well, yeah, of course I do. I'm thinking I've called and left messages for several weeks in a row up until recently. So how did you not know? Right. But they would be like, hey, do you still do that? Hey, I need to come talk to you. And so they're like, when can I come to your office? Now notice, I didn't say about them coming to my office. They just automatically assumed. They just said, hey, when can I come to your office? No more me driving to people's homes, sitting at their kitchen tables. They were coming to me. And what's fascinating is they're coming to me. Almost everybody, when it came time to do it, they'd say, here's my situation. Here's what I want. If I can deliver it, great. If not, great. But if I can deliver it, it's like, here you go. And they're like, awesome. Looks good. And they'd say yes. That was it. And you got to understand, like, I had done, oh my goodness, dozens, probably hundreds of meetings, hundreds of client meetings up to that point. Met with literally hundreds of, at least a few hundred people over those 4 years. And still, I had a hard time getting people to do business with me. I mean, some did. I had definitely a decent amount of clients, but it wasn't the majority. The minority said yes. Majority said no. Well, why? Well, here's the secret, guys. This is what the psychology is behind that. The thing that led me up to that crash is that I realized, you know what? I don't need to do this work. I could do anything. I could have a job. Like, in fact, my stock coaching was paying enough for the bills. I didn't even need to be a financial advisor. I could have quit in that moment. I chose to be that advisor. I chose to do that business. And when I got to that place of empowerment, realizing I choose to do this every day, and that I don't need the money. Funny enough, that's when everybody wants to give you money. You know, and that's like, in the movie Harry Potter, I've made this reference before too, but in the whether you read the book or the movie, in the Sorcerer's Stone, right? In that book or in that movie, Voldemort was trying to get the Sorcerer's Stone so he could have eternal life. Sorry, spoiler alert for those that never watched Harry Potter. So he's trying to get the Sorcerer's Stone. But for Harry, because he didn't really want it for power or for gain, he was the one that was able to get it out of the kind of the special little magical contraption that was set up to keep it out of harm's way. The villain could not get to it. It was the person that didn't need it. They didn't even really want it that much, but wanted to protect it. That was the person that ended up getting what he wanted. And the same thing's true with business and sales and getting new clients or customers. You'll notice, and if you haven't noticed this already, I want you to pay attention. When you already have money coming in, right? When you already have money coming in, when you don't need the business, that's typically the time when everybody wants to hire you or to buy from you. It's not when you're doing the most calls, although that can help increase the numbers a little bit overall. Your percentages, at least the percentage of people you talk to versus those that buy, go down when you increase those numbers. But instead, when you're not really trying that hard, you're just being powerful. You're standing in that power. You're relaxed. And this is the key. You can just relax just a little bit, you know, and just not be attached to whether they say yes or no. And just instead be focused with a sincere desire and concern for them. Then instead, you're there to help them. And if you can't help them, you're just flat out honest and say, hey, I can't help you. And that's it. If you can help them, you let them know you can help them and how. And be honest with yourself when you do this too. Don't try to justify things. Because whenever I've tried to justify things, it was not being the most stressful clients anyways. And I'll tell you, I've had some of you have reached out to me. And some of you reach out and you're like, yeah, I think you're the person for me. And then we get talking and your situation is exactly the person that I help. By the way, I do this on purpose. I record certain shows and answer certain topics and I address you in a certain way. I have an image of the person in my mind that I know is the ideal person I like to work with to help. And usually if you resonate with me, it's because you're that person. I do that on purpose because you know what's hard is when you get the wrong people talking to you, then that wastes a bunch of time. But if you can get the right people talking to you, the people that already are bought into you, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And you don't have to talk them into it because they're already seeking something. By the way, if somebody reaches out to you and has a question or wants to know what you do, they're already wanting it. There's no need to sell. I mean, granted, you do need to show where you're giving value. You got to show how you can serve them. But they already, if they're already reaching out to you, they already have an interest of wanting to work with you. They already want to buy from you. That's why they're there. They're intrigued. They're interested. Don't work so hard. In fact, I found out that the more I listen and the less I do talking, the more they end up wanting to be a client anyways. You don't have to do much. In fact, that's why I spend a lot of time doing is just trying to understand their situation, understand where they're coming from. Yesterday I had a guy, it's like, oh, I'm talking too much. I apologize. I'm, no, keep going. This is great. You know, because I can tell pretty quickly whether I want to work with them. I had a guy that reached out to me and his personality and his intensity was just too much for me. I couldn't stand it. So you know what? I referred him on to somebody else and I'm so much happier for it. By the way, whenever I've done that, whenever I've told somebody no, at least two or three people come in their place within the next few weeks. And they're like the most ideal people. The energy would have taken to take that person on, even though they wanted to hire me, but I refused. It's funny that energy that would have taken to coach that person, I replaced with at least two or three times that in better clients to where I love my business. By the way, I used to hate my business at times because I was so focused on trying to get anybody in I could possibly help, you know, that I end up justifying people that shouldn't have been clients of mine. Now, for the most part, they still did a good job. They still got results, but it wasn't without a lot of extra effort and pain, you know? And so that's the key point right there is that you got to relax and again, focus on having a sincere desire for those people and how you can actually serve them. I've had other people where they actually are pretty good fit for me, but they're just not ready for me yet. You know, like there's some things they need to do. You know, I had somebody where I said, you know what, if you hire me, this actually might right now ruin the result I would actually get you. So instead, I'm going to tell you what to do, and then come back to me after you're done, and then we'll work together. We'll finish working together. And so I just gave him a few little action items, say, go do this, and then come back in a month or two. And, you know, I feel so good about that. It feels great. You know, and the truth is, really, like I've said before, now I'm in a place now that I don't need to coach. I can go just fine and not have to coach another single person, and my business will thrive and my family will thrive because I have my business with passive streams of income or residual streams of income there. I've got other streams of income from investments and things like that. I don't need the money. Now, for you, you may not be in that place yet. You know, that's what I focus on helping you guys get to, right? However, in the meantime, you can still get to the place like I did in the beginning, which was, you know what? I don't need to do this work. I don't need to do this business or whatever it might be. I can go do something else. I can go get hired and get a job doing something else. I can get a paycheck anywhere, right? You don't need to do the business you're in or that job that you're in. And if you understand that that's a choice and that what you're doing, the actions you're taking, or the business, especially those of your business owners, the business that you're in it by choice because there's something bigger, there's a bigger mission behind it, then dadgummit, like that is power. And when you come from that place of power where you don't need the money, oh my goodness, it's amazing how much easier it is for people to say yes to you with less effort. And so that guy, that right there, that psychology, the strategies and stuff, sure. But you know what? I actually don't even think about sales tactics or, you know, how to ask the right questions. And there's great books out there that help you to be more persuasive, you know, to help people to be able to make the commitment that they know they already need to make. Yeah, sure. But you know what? I just realized that for me, even if I didn't, if I wasn't perfect at that, for me, just listening to people, understanding what they truly want, being honest with myself to see if I can truly give it to them, help them get it. And then three, just relax and just focus on serving, you know, and again, have that desire to serve. It's amazing how much easier it is to do business. I don't have to force business, and people come to me all the time. You know, I get people from social media and from Facebook reaching out to me that I never would expect would be a potential client, but they reach out. And then many of you that have reached out to me as well, you know, and boy, am I so grateful for that. I'm grateful for every interview I've been on where people like you felt like you resonated. You're like, man, I got to follow this guy. And that's what's beautiful. And so my secret, that real secret to my sales is actually not even really being that salesy at all. It's actually not doing anything that you think the typical salesperson would do. It's just purely seeing if I have the solution to their problem or to their desire. And if it's me, great. If it's not me, then I can point them somewhere else. Either way, I try to give value. And guys, that's it. That's really it. Just relax. Don't try to force it. Don't try to be all sneaky about it. There's those people too. I have an episode coming up about kind of those financial wolves in sheep's clothing, right? You know, there's an episode like that coming up too, to be how to identify and detect those people. But I'll just tell you that it's super simple. So I'm going to leave it at that, is that if you just relax, focus on a sincere desire to help them and focus on what they want and see if you're really that person to help them get it. And with your marketing and everything that you're doing targeting wise, you know, again, talk to those people, talk to your ideal person that you can help, and they will come from all different directions. And I promise you, you will not want for business. You will not. And your life will be much happier. You'll work less, much less. Now, if you're talking about how I work 10 to 20 hours a week, this is one of my big secrets right here. So guys, I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.